say we get some of these callers on hold?
Well,
yes.
We're going to have to keep this pace of this music to keep up with all these phone calls.
Yes.
Hey, if you're in Tucson area, next weekend, May 17th, they're having a grand opening of Omni Pool Builders.
Rosie certified Omni
Rosie
Pool Builders.
Certified. And they have a new showroom. If you want to take a look at their website, it's TucsonPoolBuilders.com. Amazing pools. You're going to want one. So you need to get in there and get in line before it gets too awful hot.
Open house next weekend.
Open house next weekend at 3655 North Oracle Road. They have food, giveaways, pinata, jumping castle, and games. So you can go hang out and check out the beautiful pools.
There you go. All right. Well, let's get to the callers. And as I get to callers, it'll open up a line for you if you want to jump on. We have one open line right now, 1-888-767-4348. Let's welcome John into the conversation. Good morning, John. What's your question
this morning,
my friend?
Hey, a couple questions. So I am looking into replacing a water heater. I have like a 40-gallon electric water heater.
Okay.
However, I have a family of six, two bathroom home with just a couple of like faucets for the bathrooms. So anyway, I was looking into an instant water heater. I just didn't know what you guys think about those. I do have an electric home. I don't have any gas in the house. And I would most likely be doing it myself as well. So I just didn't quite know. I've been doing a lot of research, understanding that if these aren't like maintained on like a yearly basis, those coils go out pretty quickly.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I was being told.
Yeah, and John, in fact, most of the manufacturers anymore are saying they want you to have a water softener in front of the water heater. So do you already have a water softener at the house?
No, I don't. That's one of the things I was also looking into doing before I also do this project. Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, because when we flash heat the water, it actually accentuates the mineral buildup on the heating elements inside the heater. So when these first came out, well, I mean, they've been out for a long time, but when they first became popular 20 years ago, we were seeing coils burned up in 9 months, well under a year. And then the manufacturers kind of got together and said, well, we better put water softeners in front of these things to allow the warranty to be run its course. So get that as part of your plan. Include that as part of your investment level, okay? And then other than that, I like them. Most people underestimate the cost of getting one installed because they forget about the water softener. You add a good water softener equipment. You buy the water heater. I mean, you're several thousand dollars into this deal. You know. So, I mean, you can replace your 40-gallon electric for, if you do it yourself, for under $500 with a real good water heater.
Yeah, one of the reasons I was looking for it was just a space factor because we have a pretty small laundry room that the water heater sits in right now, and it takes a substantial amount of space. So I was just kind of like, okay, well, it'd be nice to have some counter space in there. So.
That's one of the driving reasons to do it. That's an excellent reason. Then the economics isn't quite as, you know, cold-blooded. You've got another reason to do it. You've got another subjective reason to accomplish it. Floor space. Well, what's floor space worth? It's worth a lot. So that would be a great motivation to do it, John. And your family will love it. They work great.
Hey, the other question I had was about tin roofing. I don't know how you guys, or not tin roofing, like a metal roofing. I'm extending my porch, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to do like a metal roofing to help with that extension. I was looking at doing another, like, the roof was just replaced right before I bought the house about 3 years ago. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to even try to.
There you go. Right.
But I just wasn't quite sure what y'all think about that here in the valley. I haven't seen many homes with that here.
What's the roof material on the house, John?
It's asphalt shingles right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I love metal roofs. They're all but permanent, you know. You have a little bit of a trick getting that metal roof to tie into an asphalt shingle roof. You're going to have to flash that properly, and that's a little bit tricky. But if you want to reach out to me during the week, I can draw you a little picture of how you have to flash that. if you get it flashed correctly, then I think you're in good shape. Now, sometimes those metal roofs, they have to be put on in a special way to accommodate the really low pitch of a patio roof. So you have to be careful about that as well.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, man?
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
All right, John. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call. We've got Alan. I'm going to ask Alan to please hold. We're going to have to go on a little break here in a minute, and I don't have time to take your question. It's a question on painting, but I will get to it. And that opens a line for all the rest of you at 1-888-767-4348. We're here talking about your home, your house, and your cabin. Unfortunately, we're talking about some cabins that were lost up at Happy Jack. If you're one of the poor folks, unfortunate folks that lost, you know, the firefighters, they incredible fight. I mean, you can go to the Facebook page for the Tender Fire, and you can just see how horrifying it was. And I mean, fire is a scary thing, but, man, they fought it. They did all they could. Unfortunately, we have 80 homes that have been impacted. We'll be going up Friday. If you'd like to visit with me, just call the office, and we'll put you on the appointment list. And I've got four different ways you can think about recovering.